This is St. Louis Public Radio. The coronavirus pandemic has made it hard for families to visit their loved ones in nursing homes. Although officials have lifted some restrictions, those visits are still hard to arrange. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, as the weather gets colder, families worry that this year will be tough.
Diana Morrison used to visit her father every day. He had a stroke about 20 years ago and has lived at Bethesda Southgate Assisted Living Facility in St. Louis County for almost 3 years. She often watched TV with him, sometimes took him to Mass, and went to ice cream shops with him. Sometimes her daughter Katie would also tag along. Katie says the visits reminded her of her childhood.
I would visit him probably every Sunday, go up there for like 30 minutes and just kind of sit there, show him photos of things I've been up to and watching whatever he had on the TV. And
he'd make her watch football.
Yeah.
And wrestling. They were simple things, but families across the St. Louis region had to stop doing them in March after many people in nursing homes tested positive for the coronavirus. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services instituted visitor restrictions earlier this year. Diana Morrison says she's frustrated that people across the St. Louis region aren't taking the virus seriously and wearing masks. She says the carelessness has left the most vulnerable residents facing two crises, the coronavirus and loneliness.
I understand why it's happening, but I am in shock that it's still going on. I feel like all these years and the last 7 months have just been so depressing for him.
An October survey by the nonprofit Altrum Institute found that only 5% of nursing home residents had visitors 3 or more times per week. Before the pandemic, more than half did. In June, state health officials said nursing homes could again allow visitors to see family members, but loved ones had to stay outside and follow social distancing guidelines. That was a huge relief for University City resident Mark Schoen. Earlier this year, his father was moved from an independent living facility on Del Mar after the isolation left him depressed and sad.
First it was okay, but after 2 or 3 months, I think the solitary nature of it all started getting to people, and him especially, that I noticed, and started to lose interest in getting up and eating and doing the normal things people would do.
But Schoen and others worry about what will happen during colder months when they can't visit outdoors.
I also have to wonder about the weather. You know, it's winter.
That's Katie Flasher. In 2018, she and her brother admitted their grandparents to Merrimack Bluffs in St. Louis County after both were diagnosed with dementia. Flasher says she's visited them over the summer, but she's not sure what's going to happen in the coming months.
You know, how much longer will I get these visits? Yes, I'm grateful that they're willing to do these Skype calls. But again, when you have two older people who can barely hear, it's not super productive.
That's something nursing homes across the country are trying to figure out. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has warned that the coronavirus spreads more indoors. Cheryl Kinney is a counselor who primarily works with older adults and people admitted into elderly care homes. Her father has Alzheimer's disease and also lives at Merrimack Bluffs. Her own situation inspired her to want to help other residents. She often goes to nursing homes to speak with residents who are having a rough time.
You try to work with the person's strengths and how have they coped in the past when they've encountered challenging times, and you try to use that as a resource to help them through the challenge that they're going through now.
Many families say caregivers help them use Zoom or FaceTime to talk to their adult children and grandchildren. And while some say it's not the same as seeing them in person, it is better than nothing. Diana Morrison wonders how her father and others in nursing homes will make it through the holiday season when they can't celebrate with their families. She's been able to see her dad during patio visits, but she knows other residents have had few visitors. So she's trying to help the best she can.
My sister that passed away was a card maker. I have gobs of cards. So I recently colored a bunch of postcards. I wrote a bunch of Halloween cards, took it to the nursing home, and told the activity staff to hand it out to people that don't get mail.
It's just one way Morrison tries to bring a sense of normalcy during a very abnormal year. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.